The pasuk says when it talks about giving tzedakah and helping people financially, it says ki yamach achicha umata yado imach, that he'll be with you. So this is a drasha you find in many farshim, many places in the Chumash. The Shevet Sofer, which I think is the grandson of the Chassam Sofer, correct me if I'm wrong, says what's the chiddush of imach? Imach means that it's not enough to just help him. Imach means you have to feel together with him. You have to be together with him. Imach, try to feel what he's going through and put yourself in his shoes and empathize with him. Likewise, the pasuk says in Mishpatim, it says in Keset Aves Amias Ani Imach. So the Mefarshim say, what's the chiddush of Ani Imach? That it's not enough to just lend money. You have to really feel together with the person. Therefore, he has a very interesting chiddush. The Gemara says that the Agra de Tanesa is tzedkasa. The schar, the ikar schar v'tainis, is giving tzedakah. Why is the ikar schar v'tainis giving tzedakah? We might think, based on the Rav taught us, the ikar schar v'tainis might be tshuva or tefillah, special kind of tefillah. Why tzedakah? Why is that special schar v'tainis to give tzedakah? You give tzedakah any day. So the Shefer Sefer says no. Says, what's the unique schar you can get out of a tainus? Is that you feel hungry. There are people who feel hungry, don't have what to eat, and you never feel hungry because you always have enough money. So how do you really feel for them? In the tainus, you should use the tainus not only for Ben Adlamako, you should use the tainus to feel what it's like to be hungry, and then you can empathize more and understand what it feels like for people who mamish don't have food, and you give more tzedakah. And that's also, this is not from the Shevet Sofer here, but there's Meduyik in the Haggadah, it's interesting, we start the Haggadah with the Magid part, and then we say Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol Kol Ditzrich Yesev Yifsach. So it's a whole question. All the Mepharshim have in the Haggadah. Why exactly at this point in the Haggadah do we say Kol Dichvin Yesev Yechol? But it could be that it's linked to Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya Deachol Avasan Ba'arim Tzrayim. This is the poor bread that we ate in Mitzrayim, meaning we remind ourselves of the aspect of matzah, the din of matzah, perhaps even called Lechem Oni, that it reminds us of the poverty we had in Mitzrayim. And once we remember how poor we were in Mitzrayim, then we can really say, kol dichvin yesev yechol, whoever's hungry, come and eat. Whoever's needy, come and share in what we prepared. Because if you remember and you think of what it's like to be poor and to not have, then you can really feel for others. So that's the Shevet Sofer takes it from this parsha. Mati do imach, just to try to feel like it. Maybe part of a tainus to relive that. And if you're Medayik in Haggadah, maybe that's part of the whole idea of Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim, besides the main Pashup Shop and Amlamakam aspect, to appreciate what Hashem did for us, but to remember that we were once poor and downtrodden, and then it's easier to empathize with those who need your help. The Rav mentioned this theme a number of times, that part of Zechir, the point of Zechir, the key of Zechir Tzias Mitzrayim, is that we remember that we were oppressed and downtrodden and poor, and that's why throughout the generations the Jews have been such rachmanim and so involved in helping others and so much chesed and tzedakah done in the Jewish people, because when we remember what it feels like and think a little what it feels like to not have, then we can really properly be mekayim, right? V'chei achicha imach, to really feel for other people, and then we'll really help them to the extent that we are supposed to.